If you brush it on to sell, even at the end of the day, the person's masking to sell the Leif Shalom, still the Oiva, and it's the Reis of Sachma. And the Sisaba is you just think about how it is, how to buy it from somebody. So if you sit down, claim it, you like it, you see someone else has a nice car, he has a nice item, and you like it, and you claim it, you would like to have such a thing, or let's say a person is a wealthy person, I wish I was rich like the other guy. Or if you're not mafsir, if you don't go after it, if you think about it, then you're not either any issa whatsoever. That's the Vaishi Klaw from the Mechaba and from the Ramu Chifa. The Orch HaShulchan, the Shinun test, Vaishchaz says, the person should not be chaymed to follow any else thing. The person should be given to him, he gave it to this person, who made that to Ruben, he gave it to him, that's it. And you not be punished for anything you should ask people to realize it. This is what you're saying, that's it. And for it, some of the forums from Chaim Kineski, they hold the Isla Zachma is not only to buy, but by Skiris and Shayla. Let's say I want to rent the Shayla. Also, the Isla, the Rice of Zachma. I don't know why I'm quoting Chaim Kineski, the Chayla, the Shayla, the Shayla, the Shayla, it says the part of Kolasher Oriyacha. What's the difference? He owns it, he rents it. Whatever someone else has, doesn't make it up to me now. Anyways, they quote his name that the Issa of the Sachmud is by Shkir to Shayla. For instance, I want to rent a Dira. There's a Dira that's for rent. Someone's in that apartment. And it's near my Shver. There's somebody who's near the place where I want to be. So I want to have this apartment. So I'm a Chaymer, and I'm Mopsit, since they're one of the ones. And I want it. I'd like you to move out, find somewhere else, and I'd like to move in. You must be the person. But something, person, you want to borrow from him. He doesn't want to lend you. And he's drained the cup, he's some French thing, he's another people. So to lend you an item, the thing is, you either get to the rights of a sasha. Then the Chassidim speaks out, and Mitzvah on the test, they say that you either, even though you're not over the sasha boy, I'm supposed to be sure of Twitter. But it's a Chatishir, like all the lives of Torah, it's a Chatishir. So in Mela, let's say there are two kids, and each one is master, he has a candy, give me the candy. He doesn't want to give it to him, he's master, give the candy, and the thing is, you have the Ogre Bar Mitzvah, then this is your other Mitzvah of Lazapu, not Emerson Lazapu, whatever it's a Chatishir, because Chatishir also, when I tell you, it's not worth Shav Kutta, let Shav Kutta probably is 5 cents. But that comes from Peter, but that has 5 cents. So maybe even some of less than 5 cents, the other is the Chatzishir of a Sakha. Also, it's Moshe. And like this is from Kami Shani. The Issa of the Sakhmoid, of the Sasada, of the Sakhmoid, the Dapka, if you want this, take it itself. You want this item. You see someone has a beautiful pen, you want this pen. Or anything you want to spend. And what's the Saba? If you want these papers, you want these selves, and you can put your paper, then this is the Saba. Let's say, if you want, you see a guy with a beautiful pen, a beautiful car. You don't want this car, but you see he's such a beautiful pen, so you go buy a similar pen like that. You want to buy the same thing what a person has. But as you see, he bought himself a beautiful diamond set. He paid $20,000 for that. It's a beautiful diamond set. Gold plated diamond set. So you want to get the same thing. If you want to buy this one, that's this one's that much. But when you see someone else has it, and I go buy something derma, it's a beautiful pen, a beautiful car, beautiful diamond set, the thing is, if you're not earning them called Issa, the rice is that much. But the Issa is not the market to buy something from him. But if you buy something that's not, and turn it to that, then the Torissa, the Raisa of the Sakh. Spice the club, and come up with a commission like that. What if he shares with Sakh, as somebody said, something that's, you can't get, you can't buy something like an old thing, antique. You can't buy an antique in a store, if this person has it, you would go on there to hit the antique he has. So go something turn to that. Then it'll be a shayla of a sachmah, something chashi to a nagi. thing that doesn't move around that you can't put the jacket on the time of life, that would be shadow of Masachmo. Rav HaShulchan says a quote he says, Rav Shua sits out in Shunan Tessif Kanyur. The Israel of Masachmo is only something that is that you buy, some of the machines that you buy, but something that you don't buy. Let's say, Ruben learned a certain Chachma. He learned how to be a special type of a training, yes. Some type of work he can do. And Shimon wants to learn this type of Chachma, or this type of training, so his Mishnah says, teach me this Chachma. And even though, and if he doesn't want to, he says no. So he sends people after him, teach him. So finally, he agrees to that. Then there's no Chachma HaShulchan. There's no Issa, Deraisa, Lassisabo, Lassachma. Some kinyon of getting to purchase what he has. But put some Chachma, that's not something you item, or something item. Then the Chachma HaShulchan, that there's no Issa, Deraisa, there's no Issa of Lassachma. Also, the place to speak out. The Issa of Lassachma is not there if he is Makala Das, I don't want to sell. He comes to him and says, I want to buy this item. I want to buy something you have. And he says, and he doesn't want to sell to him. And he keeps on pestering him until he finally, or says people to him, then you're either Issa or Sachma. But let's say he doesn't know. So he calls over and tells him, please sell to me. Or he doesn't even pressure. He just goes and asks him once. Then it's in it, and he's masking right away to sell it. Then there's no Issa of Sachma. There's a Tshuva Mitzela Chachma that says you're allowed to go to a person up to two times. Let's say you want this person. You want something this person has. You want to sell to him. It's a beautiful pen. You want to buy that pen. So you go over to him once and he says no. Go the second time, only let go two times. But to go three times or more, you know, then you already it's a dry to Sachma. And the Shmotis, the Tel Chachma, and Gimel, Simeon Gimel, means that the three down the Shmotis, means on Kamarais, you see three times to the Matzah, and you either it, then you either it's a rise. He says once or twice, that's it. But if it goes a third time, then you either it's a rise or all the stuff.
Even though it's not for sale now, but eventually.
Well, that's that. All types of things. You tell
you a
huh? Here's how, yes. The Bible says the Pierce
House. Even though you don't have a
use
to buy
it. Even though it's the Pierce House, then.
But you just got the price.
Huh? Okay, for that also. And because the Zarachma, the Simeon and Dalit, the Kalgim of Simeon Dalit, says, let's say, you know he's going to say no to you. So I send an other mitzvah, I know a very influential person, that he should sell to sell it. So then he says, even to send him one time, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it, unless you know he didn't want to sell it. He's willing to sell it. But to go, if you know he doesn't want to sell it, and you send the other nifter to him, so even one time would be also. Because why? He's going to sell it, he shouldn't come away. So it's like this. So that's it, like you mock to him many times, and it's also. And it's foolish like this in Ben Yehuda. But Ben Yehuda says, in Shai Chuva, Shai Gimel, Eisman Gimel, to stay like that. And says also, if the other nifter wants to buy a chayzim himself, if he doesn't know if the Maripa wants to sell it, then now the asking him once. Unless he knows for sure the Maripa wants to sell it, then because the Maripa might be embarrassed to say no. Other Nipa comes and how can I say no to him? So you're doing it unwillingly, then you're either the Issa Deraisa of the Sasha. Let's say if the person wants to sell, like it's all cases. Let's say a person wants to sell. Well, let's say for $10,000 you want to sell something. A high price. And so the shaitan says, can I go and try to bargain? To bargain down. Then if there is, there's no Issa, the Raisa of the Sefer Mom Yisrael quotes Kama Paiskin, that there's no Issa of the Safnai. In fact, the Mitzvah Pitan says, in Shinin Tess, it's good, that something that's earned to be sold, the noise of Sachma is only something that's not for sale. But someone you know wants to sell something, and you want to buy it, there's no issa deraisa of Moisafim. In the Sefer Chavreinim, Sefer Chavreinim is in Perek Chavalos in Aizbeg. It says like this, and also, Haithis from the Rambam, according to the way my Mishmah Shachmi Rambam, you give your to say about. Now, let's say if you know the Michael doesn't want to sell at all. But now, the person comes and says, listen, you want to sell, he doesn't want to sell. I mean, well, she has a house. The house is worth it down the market today, $500,000. So he comes home and says, I'll pay you $1 million for the house. I'll pay you $1 million for the house. Double the price. The shadow is not even if you're not match to him. Even if you're not match to him. You either now I've changed his mind, I will sell for $1 million, double the price, I'll take the house in the I'll move down to throw, I'll retire on such amount of money. Dr. Chavreinim, your item, it is the Goliath of the Sahmoy.
What? Let me finish.
Dr. Chavreinim, your item is the Goliath of the Sahmoy. And the same thing I saw is the stipler. The stipler on Chumash. The Birkus Peretz, he speaks out, because this is Chaymet Belay. He wants a nice house. So it says to my sister, this is the Chaymet Belay. Let me finish. This is binding. So when this is starting, Chaymet Belay, that's the disciple, your dad's going to Yairah, and then when he finishes doing the deal, Yairah is the Chaymet Belay. And someone, and the Sefer, Recha Kamerha, being down, from Han Kaneski, and then he asked the Shadows, do you hold like this Chavadim? His posse father says, he says, explain the posse like the Chavadim. He knows how to call the Chavadim. So he says, Sarkir. That's what he has to Sarkir. Well, my sir, the Chavadim, the Chavadim heard the Sarkir in the Azariah, Sarkir in the Dreis, the Chumrah. I found last night, I was looking high and low, finally I found last night, he said, I found the Sefer. And Mishpura Shalom, he says, pour not like that. He says, my sir, it's pour not that to the Nishayim, that the thing is, that if you're not master the person, the guy who has a house worth $500,000, and I come on his phone, and then this my friend, I said, I'm not master. I said, listen, I like your house, I'd like to pay $1 million, double price. I'm not master him. Would you sell it for $1 million? I'm not pressuring him at all. He can say no. He says yes. Then there's no issa of Lord Sachmos. And when the Stav is like that, so even according to the Charedim, the person speaks out, even according to the Charedim, I don't talk to the house that I have quite a house. I'm living in a house over here in Pizza Park. I want to live there. But let's say I bought a house for, some people buy houses for investment. I don't live in the house, I rented out. I rented out to other people. It's for investment. I hope the price of the houses will go up. I mean, money. So then, even then, the Chavadim might be allowed to. Let me finish. The Chavadim is only talking only in a private house that you live in. So then, to the Shaila, and I want to get this house, the Chavadim is this investment. My sister, if you have it for investment, the style that the person can speak out, even the Chavadim is right there, there's no issa of the Zachman. However, the consensus of most Chavadim is, prices from the Kamei Shayim, like the mention of Lashon Mechaba, Lashon Rambam, is only when you're master him, when you're prepared for pressure. You send people over to sell the house. But you're not pressuring, just ask him. You want about, and you entertain the idea of paying $1 million for the house. And he says yes, then certainly that is what we're doing. One time, I think I'm else for you.
Is there an issue of, according to the Chayim, by businesses also? It happens all the time. A guy comes into a business.
Okay, sir. Another
question is, Let's say if you know eventually a person's going to want to sell his house, but it's not up for sale now.
Yeah.
And you go and you keep on bothering him.
That's the same. You're not allowed to.
Even though you know eventually he's going to sell it.
According, you're not allowed to. That's the same.
You're not allowed to.
Is it safe if I rate? Is it safe if I rate only when you know he doesn't want to do it? Let's just stop it. You have no idea. Can the Rav clarify the Sefer
Chavreinim? By suffix, you don't know?
Is the Sefer Chavreinim only if you know that he doesn't want to sell?
The guy's living in his house. He's living in a piece of pasta. He's out in the shoe. Why should he want to sell the house?
$1 million. Everybody wants to buy it.
Yeah.
What's the lesson here? You know, I'm too much for you. You're the power under someone. You're good at everything, don't say. So Dr. Peskin, speak out, that's only if the other guy's money, let's say, to buy the other one, you'll have to pay $500,000 to buy him out. But when I go to the other guy, I know he doesn't have $500,000. I know I'm not, he's in a bind. So of course he has to sell me his chayil, because that, he's going to be so his achman. It's like, it's only that's possible that each one can buy each other out, for the other. But it's only one way there that I'm going to put pressure on him. Listen, if this is not making a fine, I'll buy out. And he knows the other guy has money to buy him out, then there would be his service. Oh, what's up?
The real question, what Aaron said, is if there's a din of business, is it my stopwood? Can I go to a bezin and force the bezin to say the other guy, listen, you're able to lay stopwood?
Can I force him to stop and not to do it? You have this a lot of times. With all due respect to anyone in the nursing home business here, a lot of people bought nursing homes, they had Schutzman, who people invested, they were minority partners, then down the road they went to a bank and they wanted to refinance and buy these people out at a low price.
Yes,
so
So
the question is, if I were that minority partner, can I go to a bedroom and force the major guy to stop doing
it? You could force him. You could go to bed, but that's not the problem. You can go to the stop, but from my perspective,
it's the only thing. You can tell him what he's a bed for. You can tell him. Okay, but I'll tell you. Can stop. There's one stop for the din where I could go to the bed and ask the bed to force him to not be
on it. What stop was that a place in Michigan?
Well, that's my question. That's really the question.
Yeah. Are you glad that the bed can tell him that you're doing something wrong? They condemn to do some wrong. You don't need a bezin, you don't have to tell
me. Okay, I understand. He's more than willing to do something wrong. The question is, can I stop
him?
No, you can't stop him. You can't stop him. It's not going to listen. It's not something. It's a shallow device to get a problem.
That's the question.
Bookcase. He never opened it. You walk into the house and you see the safe. Ah, I'm looking for the answer to the safe. Can I buy it? That's just not for sale. In your mouth there. Even though he doesn't open it, you'll open it. Doesn't make a difference. Is there Israel or Safar or not? Mm-hmm. Well, let's say, any Shabbat Shabbat. So, the thing is, That's us, the Mishnah, the right thing to do. And thank you. And you want to try to sell off on the Shaila. Go on, that Matsu Mishu. You come from Matsu Mishu. Matsu to take care of Pesach HaKach HaKach. Cutting the hole that Kodesh of the Kedoshim. Now, that got the names of 10 Matsu of Matsu Mishu. Can I go to first eating? I want to have some Mishu. You Matsu, tell me. It's the Dreisa of Esachma. When is the whistle of Sakhmai? This is what the Zohar Kaddish speaks out, and that Kedoshah brings down the Zohar. It brings it down the Halacha. That, the if you notice, there's no Israel of a Sakhmai when it comes to Torah. Let's say, for instance, you know this person, Uber knows the Sefer Sukkah very good. I want to teach it to me. He knows it well, or I want to teach it to me. Oh, he's Maxim. He wants to get into Brisk Yeshiva. He wants to get into Brisk Yeshiva. So it comes to precious to get me into Yeshiva. When it comes to Torah, the North is Sakha. By Mitzvah, yes. But by Torah, you don't say Nisa of Lashon.
So they're not safer.
And the other guy wants it too. I wanted it first.
But what do you mean? Something sold in the store, you mean?
Selling a lease.
A lease, exactly. You got the point. Right.
You've done it. Get that point here, okay?
Right. So this is not that I want to sell it. The fact that I've been on it shows that I want it. Are you saying?
No. It's open for that.
What about the person that has like a list of these always buy it after you
own? Right, I'm asking, you have to own it or not?
Let's say first of all,
it's always buy it after you own
it. Oh, I'm not doing it. Oh, it's that case. Yeah, it's the case. That's why I bought Master Yana. I bought Master Yana already. So I woke up late, he comes into the shoe that made his leg, and he says, I want to buy it. I want to buy it here. Master Yana, you stole it from me. Whatever it is. It might be shy from the Sakhmai. If you're Master person, yes.
What if the Sefer is in the hands of, let's say, a reformed congregation? Okay? Can you try to pressure them to get the seller to you?
I don't know. Well, but why not? What's the use? I don't know.
How do you know?
There's a Shaila and Paiskim. There's a Shaila and Paiskim. Interesting Shaila. Let's say, when is this the Esachmar? When is this the Esachmar? For instance, Batana. Can I ask the someone to give me a present? What's the case? I'll give you down to a case. After Shabbos. Some people smoke right after Shabbos, they can't wait to get home. In shul, right after the Maariv, they have packed a cigarette ready, and they smoke the cigarettes. Never shul's like that come out, probably. So, the question is, someone comes, give me a cigarette. I'm not talking, give me a cigarette. The other guy says, no, I don't have 3 cigarettes left. It's pressure, I need it. Let's talk to him. If this is by my opponents, this is all by Sakhmai, and bigger Shaila, which is very Nadera. Someone gets engaged. And you don't also, by no engagement, you can make any day you want. So Shiva. Let the Shiva just go, the guy engaged. Now the Chassan wakes up, tweets for Chassan, he goes to Shrek, I need this, I want this, I want that, I want this. Are you able to say Sakhmai or not? Is that Sakha by Matana or not? 1 second.
What about
stuff? We'll get there also. Can't be prepared. We'll get this. Give me a chance. So, there's a Rebbeinu Yehuda. Rebbeinu Yehuda, interesting. This is very interesting. Rebbeinu Yehuda in Shah Gimel, Shah Chuvah, Shah Gimel, Artsman Gimel, this is Russian. Also, the Lord of Shem said this Russian. Also, Lisho, Me'ima Edo, Me'achar Matis. You know how there is for sale, someone want to buy, someone wants them to buy from a person, or Matana. Bilkim Yadav Ki Nasan Yitana Benashe Chafesa. Unless you know he's giving willingly. The Loyal, the Loyal Sitalai. So it's a foolish in Rabbeinu Yehuda, that's also the righteous ask for Matana. So the interesting human is Svi. There's Svi, it was a Karakosa, I'll tell you why it's a Karakosa in a second. In Chelek Al Sumi Gimel, he brings out the Remnus, the Day of Eva, says, maybe this Rabbeinu Yehuda is the Das Yochid. Rabbeinu Yehuda is the Das Yochid, and we know, and since Rabbeinu Yehuda is not put down Shulchan Aruch, so maybe Shulchan Aruch only discusses sales, Mecca, let's say about Matana. So maybe Matana is not the master person. That's what it's not for Shulchan Aruch, it helps no Paschim like Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's mostly for Matana. So Rechava, a very sweet guy, stacked it again, Rebbe, and he says, who needs to coach you, you have a Sachem Matana? If by Mecha, you gave him money, you give him money, so certainly by Matana, a master person give Matana, you're over. And even though it doesn't say Shulchan Aruch, I, the Rebbe, is the wise and put down Shulchan Aruch, he says, since you don't find any Shem disagree, no one says the opposite, so maybe the crowd is, when you don't find someone disagree, you're passing like those who showed him also. So, and it's our God. The answer was printed once. When we printed, so he has our God in the bottom. The answer has a God. He writes over there, he found Elam in the smart. The light says, Kosh the head, he says, the push. Matana is like Mecha. Matana is also to match someone to give him Matana. You are into the writer of a Sachman. The same thing I saw in the Makeres HaMishnah and Mechilta in Ovren in Parshat Yisroel writes to him also that it is the Raisa of a Sachar by Matana also. So when Eretzvi goes further, then it's the second thing, the Sin and Dalit, then he has to let it back to the Gerebah. That he says, if there's an Issa by Matana, so Chaya, Tzvi Fishman's Kasha, how can you go? How can a shul come into shul? You give him $5. Give him $5. I want $25. The chosher person comes in. You go after $500.
How can you make a parva meeting? How can you make?
Yes, I can make a parva meeting. How can you pressure?
How can you sell aliyahs? How can you make?
So he gets the class like this. It could be that the Yen is talking, he's giving, this is his test. I don't know if you're happy with this test, but he says, what, a person gets stuck, he gives him a simcha. When you pressure a person, rather, when he gives, finally writes out the check, he's not giving machas mush, he's giving machas simcha. That's one test. He gives that from Ezra. 1 second, that's one test. But the second test, he says, this you like the test. Then it says, kaifana al staka. Since the dinner, he has to be kaifana al staka. So that there is three, but then you saw, you already saw my son, my partner. Like, Stoka, Kaiba Stoka, so Mashiach comes here, you want your father, says, no, I want 10. Or, for my family, $500. If you pass this a guy like you, you get $500, and at least $1,800. He has a right to go, because Kaiba now Stoka. Then, let me finish. So, yeah, so, the third letter, at the end, writes the letter of Reb Simon David that only means he held the Bayana is only means Hasidus, not Radina. And he writes also that his father, the Sfas Emes, also agreed to him. Also, it only means Hasidus. So, like a Gerard cousin, that three says, he says, this is how he ends off. Divya Akadashian, Divya Kimchayim. It's a Vatal Das. Vatal Das, Divya Kimchayim, and so we don't pass it like this of Bayana. However, in the letter print from the Ezvi, he says, then he found it in the Smart. The Smart says, where Sessa, Kurt from Ches, he says clearly over there, that it could be the dinner, he disagreed at the end of the Garebo, because he found it from Kurt, Rishon HaHos HaShad. In Emerson, there's a Chavetz Chaim. Here it is. A mighty Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Mitzah Kotze. Chavetz Chaim was very small. He wrote the same called Sefer Mitzah Kotze, a small Sefer, and all the mitzvahs that he gave this man are there. So he talks about the Isra, the Raisa of his Nachman, the Vaisesa of his man. He says over there, he explains what the Isra of his Nachman is. So he's Maisa, this is what he writes. Listen to me. Okay. He writes like this. A Chotem who's Machmen on the Shmer. He's Machmen on the Shmer. To give poor Chasid, give him double plenty or plenty. What he wants, they didn't agree with Shas and they wanted to deny him. He comes for money, even though the Shver is a valid, the matter what the son of a future someone wants, still the Chasim was either Isra, the right for his Tachmai. That's the right. And he says the same thing in the end of Sefer Shmur Salashim. It's the same thing also. Any matana, the seller, a future seller, pledges a shver, how do you even marry? It was not kumina. But if he pledges a shver to give him money, you are Mr. Deraisa of the Safra. Let me finish. In the Sefer Imam Yisrael quotes the Yesh of Yashiv, the Yashiv is passed by this Chavetz Chaim. He passed the Medina like this Chavetz Chaim. Not yet. The brave Rafia, one of the Rosh Yeshivas from Gaza, said, the Biskurah told him over the story. He's a part of the Biskurah. And the Biskurah told him over the story like this. He goes to the Biskurah, he told him a story like this. There's one thing in Europe, a tzaddik Mafuzam, that he saw a block away from his house, a ship away from his house, and he saw a gardener breaking into his house. So he started screaming, Hefka, Hefka, Hefka. So Biskurov asked him, Blake, why did he say Hefka? Why did he say, I'm giving my Torah? Why did he say, I'm giving my Torah? So Biskurov asked himself, you know why he screamed Hefka, Hefka? Because the son of Mephusa knew if he gives my Torah, he said, why did he say, why did he say, why did he say, why? But he says, Hefka, Hefka, before he takes it, then comes out of the Sakhmai, because it's not his. So that's why I said, so Vaisas from the Vaisas of the Biskurov, he takes this Meister as face value. Vaisas of Biskurov helps my Tanya, it's also Shai. It is the Vaisa of the Sachmer. Let me finish the thing. He writes, he brings out the Chavetz Chaim, and he says, the Chavetz Chaim is talking only if he has the furniture. Certain things he wants, but on money, I want this thing, I want his furniture, I want his chairs, I want this. But if his life is a shver, if you give him more money, then the din is not Mustabi or the Sakhmai. The Sakhmai don't even want to face him, but not by moment. And then he said, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvah HaKasa, you can be died to Russia like that. So he says, like I said before, he's in life that will plunge you, plunge you. So it could be it means you don't have to face him, but maybe money not. However, what we saw after Timsu was the Chamsai and Shmir to Russia. We mentioned the Chamsai in two places. So he was said, if HaMitzvah HaKasa, he's right. Could be he could be died to that to the Chamsai. But in the end of Shmir Saloshin, where there in the end of Chel Beis, where he writes, there he says, he's not a ram that suffices of anything. Not that he thinks that will find anything. So writes this from Chavetz Chaim there, that even money also, not that he doesn't say anything fakes him. And the Chavetz Chaim, who says there's no in your Sakhmer by money? So Mela, the Tshuva from his soul out of fish is super Shmir. There's a tshuva in Tshuva San August from Ramesh Shnembach. Chel Beis, Chel Simetov, Chel Simetov. And don't jump on me, because we're going to say something about it first. So he says like this, he's a lot of tzchus. How can his future son-in-law come and pressure his shver? So he says, the pressure could be his shver is different. Why is the shver different? He says, the Yitzhak of the Zachmai, it's after you're going to Tolosa, you're all no good. So you want to have this, you want money, then it's Issa of a Sachmar. But he's doing all the time as his daughter also. He's marrying his daughter. So he says, the time as his daughter, then the daughter is a Sachmar. Because then there's no daughter. So what should be a Sachmar then? That's what he's telling us. The smile is very tumultuous, and the Chavetz Chaim called out like that. Chavetz Chaim in the Hell, he's talking about Shver. He's talking about Kate, he's saying his daughter. So it's still Chavetz Chaim says Sosa, Vice says from Chavetz Chaim, not like that. The Tshuva, let me just say the first sheet, then I'll take questions. There's a Tshuva of Tzela Chochma. Tzela Chochma in Chalikim Osim Amdalet, he's a Lama Tzuz. He learned that the Machoy is Yishenya. Now the Oshani Kriba Matona. Because when Yishenya has speak out the word Mechira, don't mention about Matona. So he says, since it's Machal, it could be it's Machal to Shemim, so maybe it's not Mitzchus. But the Maisa, Yisrael, they have three times. Three times, one time Shemim said, I care.
And most of the cases are talking by Mecha. So therefore, the Kasha, the telephone says is, we don't find clearly showing this, Machoikis, we're showing like this. So Mecha, Fina, so you have to be Mecha. Since it's a Machoikis, it's a Shayim, we're showing him. If this Machoikis also, and you have the Chavetz Chaim, who would still replace the Kasha and holds, like this Ladina, and also I found later at Shuba and Huggis, from Moshe to Indra, it's a different Shuba, but Chedek Gimel, later Chedek Gimel, Simon Tophai Hei, he says, call that also. You're not also. If Matana to Matsu, Matana is also. So Dina will pass it that Matana has to be Matsu anyone for to give a Matana, then the thing is that, you're not also. Matana will be ready to be also. Oh, that's a question. Yeah.
If you force somebody to be Matsu, why is that not for a sophomore?
Huh? Guy comes and wants to steal my laptop. So what I do, I said, Hefka, Hefka.
Yeah, but he's
talking about it. The guy was talking when he stole his one left and said, I'm not sure. But this case is talking before him.
What's happening? Is that you give the most stock money on children to parents?
Huh? We'll get to that.
Does there Moshe Sternberg specifically talk about a case of a son in law to a father in law?
Which one? Can you know?
The later one.
He doesn't talk about it, just the stamazle.
Maybe the case he's talking about is a son in
law. So if he says stamazle, and in the Limud Schus, does he
speak? There's some stamazle. Could be made by Carson, maybe?
By the Limud Schus.
I understand. Could be asked Kabina.
Maybe he also needs to be in the policy where he's asking something specifically for himself, like if I Rolex watch, that could happen to be over. But the mice would be asking for a wash and a dry where the wife would be benefit. Maybe that's what he means.
Maybe.
But yeah. The issue is only for the son in law but not for the Mahutin? If the Mahutin says to the other Mahutin, I want this for my son, I want that for my son, I want this for my son.
It is this also.
Once is not Matana.
Huh?
Once is not Matana. Are you talking before
or after?
Before?
No,
before is not a
Matana. No, before you get engaged. You said yourself. You said before you get engaged, you can demand whatever you want. That's business. That's business.
Whatever you want.
If you signed, you agreed to everything, now you want to add things to the thing, then you shine from my side. But you're holding by. Sitting down, the super chutana are kind of sitting down. And so, negotiations. What are you giving? Well, how are you making the chasna? What are you doing? What presents are you giving? This and that. Negotiations. That's business. That's okay. It's supposed to talk about that. However, after you already agree to everything, then you want to start adding things to it. Then the Chavetz Chaim says, Nishad, this is the right side of the sakhmar. Yes.
Putting on an aliyah is one thing, but if they're putting on a piece of furniture, that.
No, it's not
a well, look, third priority, right, is send somebody to speak to the person. The person is not one side. He says, I would like for you to sell it to the other person, right? So the Losachman is such
we'll a... We'll get to that.
Or you can mention it.
We'll get to that.
You mentioned dedications already.
Well, if I mention it, we'll get to that in a minute, okay? So let me get to it. All right.
Yeah.
The Dinias we mentioned. Any more questions? Come on. Okay. Mentioned that you're not allowed to someone to buy something. But I'm allowed to be master that for someone. Now I'm not buying for myself, I'm buying for somebody else. I'm not going to buy myself, I want to buy for, we want to buy for Shimon. Can I be master? So I'm going to whoever says, listen, I don't need it. I know Shimon could use it. Is the Israel a Sachmet or not?
Is he a shaliach?
No, not a shaliach. Okay. That's the truth. The tshuva in Eben Yisrael, Chalakha, Simon Kofay, and we say on the Fisher that this is why Sachmai is only if you're buying it yourself. But if you want to give it to other people, there's no Israel of a Sachmai. For instance, he says, let's say I want to buy a house for my son or daughter. I want to give it to Saul. And I want next to me. I know someone has a house there, and someone has an apartment there, so I'm asking him to sell it to me. So, you sound official, if you don't sell him, he does it on his own. Without his son selling him, there's no issue of Let's stop.
That's for him.
Let me finish. Let me finish. The Gosel is Sachmai. The Sendi speaks out of your official of Sadigon and Lysol is the Reisha and Aruch. However, Kama Achrenim disagree that it's a Chashem and Gdeh the Pergalsim Sufkan Kukhachas Yechuba and Mitzah Chochma he argues even by other people that the Issa of the Sachmai. And they speak out if you see let's say for instance, you see a chesed by somebody else. I don't want it for myself. But I want to buy a present for my father, for my rebbe, for one of my friends. Even though you're not hoping, you're not going to keep it, and you're maxing to buy your other issa the raisa of what's happening. Why? Because in the meantime, until I give it to him, it's my shoes. I'm known of it. So Mela, your other issa the raisa of what's happening. Just to tell Chachma further, he says further. Even according to Shita to say that if you are only if you buy for yourself, no esachmoy. But if you buy someone else, but if I buy my sons and daughters, hasmuchim al shachonai. Or even my older children, who are, even though it's shachon's chazal, you're not required to support them, but the many items to support them, then it's like you buy for yourself, and it's this for esachmoy. And something said to me also, if I buy my wife jewelry, I see someone's wearing a beautiful piece of jewelry, I says, I'm going to buy that off you. Also, the Issa, it's like you're buying for yourself, and the Issa of the Sachma. However, here, this is what I'm getting to. However, the place can speak out. It's the Chesh speaks out, and this is the Sadi speaks out, and Moshe says, he says. But let's say, if a person goes in Master Ruben to sell to Shimon, and he's paying for the money of Shimon, if he goes himself without the Shlichus of Shimon, then Reuben is not over with Sachmai. And also Shimon is not over with Sachmai. You know, it's in it, if I go on my own, I have Shimon's money, and he goes up to Reuben, he has Shimon's money. How does he get the money? I don't know, but he has Shimon's money. He says, I want to buy this, but Shimon said, I'm not doing Mishlichus, he didn't sell it to me to you. And he goes and buys. For Shimon, then there's no Issa on his own, there's no Issa of the Sachmai.
So just to get back to a case that was mentioned before, if somebody, if they have a pressure on fear, they say, you can't give only $100 to Tzorki, you have to give $500.
Yeah.
There's no Losan.
Right.
Tzorki
is no
Who's the guy who's doing the kaifa? Who's the mamuna to be kaifa on our
stock? I'm a gavit stalker. You know, he comes to raise money. The guy says, I want you to ask. Can you do me a question to give 5,000? So no one will do that done. He has to get any personal fundraising. So no one will do that done.
Yeah, who said this was there?
Huh? Yeah. Kaifa on our stock.
Aaron is right.
He has to invest it. Come on,
that's
why he's
saying
it. I'm going to
give it to
Dr. Well, you can give it anyway. I might as well get it.
The only case would be mutter is if I tell a broker to buy a house for me and I give him money, he can go buy somebody else to sell the house. That's the shot.
If you want
to
send the
I'm not saying to get.
He goes on his own. He goes on his own and there's no child.
No,
yeah, but
if I give money to a broker and say, listen, I need a house.
That's the broker bringing money.
Another case.
I think this will
cover your shadow. What happens? A paper that's meant to be sold. He wants to sell it. And he wants to sell it for $500. He wants to sell a certain item for $500. So you're allowed to be maximum. I want to pay $300. I don't want to pay $500. And you don't be a monk. It can be maximum to lower the price. Oh, but it could be maximum too much. Or to send you to them to not down the price a lot until you know it's not maskim. So then it's also to this. So the maskim that say that's also. You know also that this was Zachmai. However, the Sefer Mishpatei Hashem speaks out clearly that that's business. That's business. If a person puts up a sale for $500, love after. You know, sometimes a person, a very often person puts up a sale, he always puts a high price, you know, people are going to bargain down. You know, it's a story. You go into stores, you see you look like an American, all of a sudden the price goes up. If you talk, if you start talking Chinese or talking French, you see you're not American, then usually the price is a little less. So that's what I told. So the price is a little less. So the thing is, since the sales make him gamper, so that common price came home, there's no issue of a stock with that. Some that's only for sale. Then it's okay.
Can you send somebody to knock the price down?
Huh?
Can you send someone
that's, to that's knock that's the price down? That's probably next week's show. Nervous does. Well, let's say, you know the house is for sale. And something they do, you know, you send people in there, if a guy wants to say, $400,000 for the house. So you go in there, one guy comes in there, he's not just a buying, but he knows his friend wants it. So he goes in there and says, I'll pay $300. Next one says, I'll pay $295. Another one comes in, I'll pay $275. So he says, listen, no one's coming, everyone's offering such a low price. And really, none of these guys are interested in buying. But they're doing it because someone wants to buy it for $325. So the guy is willing to sell $200. Everyone's offering under $200, under $300. So I'm not even going to perform that I wanted. That's the name's Das. Even by Deutsch also. Okay, Das also even by Deutsch. But we know that next week, second week we'll talk about these other offices, the name's Das.
But my house is not...
No, no, let me just finish. I have a few things to want to finish off, then the share of it. The person speak out. It's mutter to force your friend to do a chesed. And the kind of mitzvah I said, there's no good shock on that. So let's say you want to buy a car. You need a car. Your car is dead and you need a car. You have no answer. Or you want to lend your money. And he says no. And your master to lend your money, you have no answer. The thing is, there's no answer. There might be other stuff if you don't pay back the money. But this is no issue of a sachmer. It's not shaykh with sachmer there. Another case, interesting case. Someone wants somebody's chavis. He goes to the wall, he's after a bunny shayla. I want to get, help me get possession of this item. Help me to get possession of this item. But it doesn't even go to a person. So they quote, you know, Chaim Kineski, then you know, there's a Saba, and the energy by the chavis of Rabbi Master person, you know, another issue of Lloyd
Sachmer.
Because the Bershom
gave it to you?
Huh? Because the Bershom gave it to you. Right, yeah. Also, another case. Someone asked this before. Can the parents of the Chosun put pressure on the parents of the Kala that they should let their son marry a daughter? Marry his daughter. Can they put pressure? It's a Lloyd Sachmer. It's all the way around. The girl side there's the pressure of one side. Either way, are you allowed to do it? It's mutter, there's no issa of a sachmer. It's mutter even the chosen, to pressure the parents of the kala to give us a letter of marriage to the daughter. Why? There's no issa of a sachmer. Why? Because don't tell me what's in the chosen kala. It's telling him, 1 second, let me finish. And even the chosen, because since the chosen kala have to agree, since they're allowed to marry, without the permission of the parents, so maybe they're not buying on them. So the Chassid Kala agree, there's no risk of the Raisa, always Sachmai. It's interesting, let me just finish off. Sefer Chassidim. Interesting Sefer Chassidim. Now that's for the end of the year. The Sefer Chassidim is an interesting thing. You look in the Torah, the Sachmai, it's called Sof Ches Mem Dalet. The Chor is missing above there. So Dr. Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim and Ayt Tzadik Tes. Why is it Sefer Chassidim? He says, why is it missing above? It belongs above over there. If you know Hebrew properly, it should be above there. Why is it not above there? So he says, because you should read it, you can read it differently also. Lest the Chamei. You should not be daring anyone to become jealous to be kind of your thing. First of all, he has to live more of the Tzidah. that person should not be grabbing other people should be chayim your things. So the person has to try, you know, not to live a, you know,
ostentation
type of life. That one should be people should know if you chayim with you. So that's what Tony says with Adam O. This is happening. I'll take questions now.
So
you're
right. Yes, I answered
your question.
Everything was wonderful.
Yes.
I want to mention to the Rav that there's a Dibrei Devar, like a castle quoted from Gifter, that if an Adam comes, if you put an extra shell, that if you're free to give a Dira in the Pasakala, but you can buy a Dira for 80,000 Ashkelon and 100,000.
You
should
mind
that it's just
yes,
we might force
them
to give it to you.
And let's talk with the show. Get that thing. Wait 1 second. They do before we get engaged. They make you can write this whatever you want. It's not yesterday. Before you engage, you can make any condition you want. You don't talk about yesterday engaged. Now, as that's me, it comes and starts pressing for more. That's the shine.
If a house is not for sale, and I'm a broker, and I think it's good for a customer of mine, can I go to a good guy?
Yes, you're not doing anyone's shlichus, no problem.
No, but I'm
getting paid.
You're not buying it.
He's getting paid.
That's what he's not buying it.
Forcefully ask somebody for a loan.